Praise God, the message that I'm bringing you, because I have re-emphasized it over and over and over again. Amen, praise God. And that is that size matters. Amen, praise God. We are to be appreciative of, amen, the truth that, praise God, sometimes, praise God, we, amen, praise God, read into, amen, what God's word says to us, our own, amen, ideas. And so we have to be careful, praise God, to be, amen, diligent to understand exactly what God says to us. Sometimes, praise God, it's not a long phrase. Sometimes it's not a whole lot of words. Sometimes it's just a simple little thing as N-O-T, not, that can change the whole condition of what God has spoken unto us. Can we say amen? Amen. And so it is, praise God, that when the devil would tempt Eve in the Garden of Eden, praise God, amen, she had her own, amen, praise God, idea of what God had spoken to her through Adam. Can you say thank you, Jesus? And amen, the devil always wants to know, what do you know? Amen, praise God. And we, as the children of God, have to be diligent to study the word of God. So you can show yourself approved, right, unto God, a workman that needeth not, right, to be ashamed. Right. Can you say amen? Right. Amen, praise God. Don't think the devil don't know what God said. The devil know the Bible better than you know it, better than I know it. Amen, praise God. He know every word that God has spoken, and he knows that God will stand behind everything that he said. But he want to know, what do you know? Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen, praise God. The word of God lets us know, for lack of knowledge, amen, our people are destroyed. Can you say amen? And so, praise God, not only do we need knowledge because it's a principal thing, but with all of your getting of knowledge, you gotta get an understanding. You better praise him today. Can you say amen? And so, praise God, amen, Eve wrote in her own mind, hallelujah, those things that, amen, she, amen, had received. We gotta make sure we get it right. Can we say amen? Because the devil wanna know, hath God said? Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Hath God said, amen, you shall not eat of this tree, amen, of the knowledge of good and evil. Can you say amen? And Eve added a little bit. Can you say amen? Yeah, we can't eat it, neither touch it. Can you say amen? God didn't tell her not to touch it, told her don't eat it. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. But we got to add a little bit every now and then, according to what we see. Can you say amen? But then right away, the devil already know. You don't know what God said. Can you say amen? We gotta be mindful that we are, amen, amen, studious of the word of the Lord, so that we can answer correctly. And then he throwed in one little three-letter word. Amen, praise God. Because Eve told him that when we eat it, we will surely die. But the devil said, you shall not surely die. Can you say amen? Lord have mercy. One little three-letter word. Can you say amen? Amen. Flew up in the face of God. Amen. Flew up in the face of God's commandment. Can we say amen? And so it is, praise God. When we look over there in Luke, amen, we got two letters. A-S. Can you say amen? Amen. And God is telling them, amen, who asked, hallelujah, to have their faith increase, that if you had faith as, can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, you need faith as. Everybody say as. I don't need faith the size of a grain of mustard seed, but I need faith as. Tell your neighbor, faith as a grain of mustard seed. Lord have mercy.
be worried about giving hallelujah to all faith. But amen, everybody get a measure. Can you say amen? But tell your neighbor, you got to build on your measure. Amen. You can't be satisfied with a measure. You got to build on the measure. Amen. To cause some stuff to rise up in your life that you going to need more than a measure. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, I got to have enough faith to overcome the obstacles in my life. I got to have, amen, faith that will cause me to triumph over the enemy of my soul. Size matters. Can we say thank you, Jesus? So praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We are hearing from God that you need a particular kind, amen, of faith in its operation. Can we say amen? When we look in the word of the Lord, we see a measure of faith. We see a little faith. We see great faith. And then Paul tells us about all faith. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, there is a measure. There is a little bit. Can you say amen? There is great and there is all. Y'all better pray. Can you say amen? Lord have mercy. Anybody want just a measure? No. I want more faith. I want to be able to run the race that is set before me. I want to be able to praise God down in my valleys and to give him the glory. Still God wherever I am. Anybody know that? Wherever I am, I can praise him. Can you say amen? Why? Because his love, it surrounds me. As anybody can praise him down in your valley. Anybody can praise him in your storm. Anybody can praise him when the rain is falling down on your head. A measure, amen, a little faith, great faith, all faith. Can we say amen? And so then God wants us to understand. Can you say amen? When we got a measure, we got a foundation to build on. Can you say amen? Thank God, amen, that he puts in every human being a foundation that they can build on, because in you is a soul that is conscious of God, and from that God consciousness you're able to build unto a relationship with him, that he will save you, deliver you, bring you out of your trouble, give you a victory in your life. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. But you got to build on. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Can you say thank you, Jesus? So praise God. We look at, hallelujah, the example. Can we say amen? That's given us in the word of God. Can we say thank you, Jesus? Hello, somebody. Amen. Amen. If I got great faith, I ain't gonna be long. Can you say amen? If I got great faith, can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Great faith. Amen. Maybe let me back. Let me go to little. Can you say amen? If I got little faith, look at here. Little faith. Amen. Looks at. Amen. The obstacle. It looks at the condition. And amen. When it looks away from God. Can you say amen? Amen. It gets that individual in trouble. Tell your neighbor, anytime you look away from God and consider your obstacle, your faith is small. And if you think that in the day of adversity, your strength is little, y'all better pray in the day. Tell your neighbor, I saved man looks at obstacles. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Allows obstacles to take their eye off of the God that is their deliverer, the God that is their help. Can you say amen? But great faith, amen, don't mean it ain't no obstacle. Can you say amen? But in spite of the obstacle, they keep looking beyond every obstacle, and they look to the word of the Lord, and they look to Jesus, the author and the finisher. Amen. The centurion, hallelujah, had great faith. Can you see the name of Jesus? Why? Because he knew something. When you know and you understand, amen, the power of God, you ain't gonna worry about every little this and every little that. Because I know, I know, I know what God can do. You are a if it had been me, maybe if it had been you, when Jesus say, I'm coming to heal him, that would have been the end. Can you say amen? It would have been no more. Can you say, I'll meet you in the house, Jesus? Can you say amen? I'll be there waiting on you. When you get there, I'll be there. Can you say amen? But the centurion had great faith. And he said, wait a minute, Lord. I understand something. A man under authority. He had charge over 100. He was a centurion. Can you say thank you, Jesus? I'm a man under authority, but he had one over him, or several over him. Can you say amen? Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Praise God. And he said, I know. I tell this one to go because I have the authority. He knows. Tell that one to come. Amen. Praise God. Because I have the authority, he'll come. A servant to do this and to do that, and he knoweth. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Lord, I'm not worthy that you should come out of my house. Can you say thank you, Jesus? But I know something. Tell your neighbor, if you know something, you can stand on something. If you know something, you can hold on to something. If you know something,
yes, Lord.
You don't got to worry. Can you say thank you, Jesus? We got the clock out. But a preacher, can you say thank you? But do you know something? But a deacon, but do you know something? Amen. When the preacher ain't there, but the deacon ain't there, you still got two. Can you say thank you? Do you know something? Can you say thank you? Do you know something? Hallelujah. Do you know the Lord will hear the cry of the righteous? His ears are open.
See their cry.
You ain't got to come, Jesus. You ain't got to come. Amen. We got to speak the word. Say thank you. All I need is a word. We have no time, but amen, y'all. Amen. Running from the run, ducking from the word. Y'all down over in the, amen, over there when you're supposed to be. Over here, down there when you're supposed to be. Up there, can you say amen? Out there when you're supposed to be. In here, can you say amen? Y'all know what I'm going to be acting like. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Can you say amen? But we gotta have a hunger. But keep that hunger and thirst after righteousness. This centurion, amen, praise God, trusted God's word. So speaking of word, can you say thank you, Jesus? My servant will be made whole. Tell your neighbor, Jesus didn't go to his house. He sent him to his house. Go to your house. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Body was on the way to the house. Can you say amen? Because he got another word from God. It's going to be to you just like you have believed. Just like your faith has demonstrated. Can you say amen? And when he got there, he sounded. Amen. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. God says he had great faith.
Hallelujah.
A Syrophoenician woman. Can you say amen? Amen. Had every opportunity to back up on God. I told her to her face, you dog, I can't give you what belongs to the children. I'm ready to do this. Can you say you just got through worshiping? Can you say, man, he called me a dog? Can you say, thank you, Jesus? But here's an important thing to understand. If you want to have great faith, you got to agree with God.
Yeah.
No matter what the circumstance. Can you say, you want to have great faith? You got to be able to agree with God. Amen. Bring God you down and up to your neck. Can you say amen? You don't see no way out. You don't see nothing. Amen. Bring God turn it around. Can you say thank you, Jesus? And God said, not now. And we got to say, yes, Lord. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Hurt your heart, but say yes. Pray to God. It don't look right, but say yes. It don't feel good, but say yes. Can you say thank you, Jesus? He said yes, Lord. But can you say thank you, Jesus? Oh God. Do you love God? Can you say thank you, Jesus? God didn't send that woman away. If he had sent her away, it would have been all over. Amen. If the disciples had had their way, if the apostles had had their way, she would have been on the road, down the street. Can you say thank you, Jesus? But God hung in there with her. Can you say thank you, Jesus? He hung in there with her. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Sometimes God will watch you struggle. Can you say amen? Can you say amen? Can you say thank you, Jesus? And pray God. And amen. And she wouldn't go. And he didn't send her away. And she wouldn't go. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Worshiping him. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Pleading to him. Help me.
That's what you said.
But God let her struggle.
Telling you.
Say thank you, Jesus. You ready, pray God? And in her struggle, she came up with a plan. Tell your neighbor, amen, pray God. There is no temptation which is taking you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, and with every temptation, he will provide a way of escape so that you can be able to fast. From the master of the children's table, the master's table. Can you say amen? Can you say thank you, Jesus? God, step back. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Oh, woman, great is Isaiah. Great faith looks at obstacles, looks at difficulties.
Yes, Lord.
Can you say thank you, Jesus? Stay focused.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
hear me Lord. Now. Days. Focus.
Stay focused.
Stay focused.
Stay focused.
Don't you be thinking that Peter didn't have no whole lot of faith to step out on water.
Yes, he did.
And nobody did it but him and Jesus. Can you say amen? Don't think that he didn't have some great faith to step out on one word, C-O-M-E. Can you say amen? He challenged God and God met the challenge. Can you, if it be you, Lord, bid me come. God, don't you challenge. Challenges. And the greater the challenge, the better he lies.
challenge. Better be like that. He's a God of great challenge. Can you say amen? Don't bring him a little mediocre stuff. Can you say amen? But come to him. But you got a mountain on either side of you. You got a Red Sea in front of you. Come to him. Can you say amen? Ask him, Lord, what am I going to do? He's going to say, use what I gave you. Can you say amen? Use what I gave you.
Yes, he makes ways out of your life.
He's that kind of God. He makes ways out of God. He loves a great challenge. You know what we're going to do? Amen. We got 5,000 folk. Amen. Defeat. What we going to do? Can you say, thank you, Jesus? Lord, we ain't got enough. Can you say amen? I'm going to show you I'm still God.
But don't think that Peter didn't have great faith.
I doubt.
I don't know. If I would have died, I don't know if you would have done it either. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Praise God. I might have just said, come on in the boat, Jesus. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Peter was bold.
Yeah.
And he challenged God. And God let the challenge come.
Yeah.
Can you say thank you, Jesus? Now it's on Peter. And Peter stepped out. Man, that took faith to step out. And when he stepped out on the water, he stood. C-O-M-E and a whole Bible. Yeah, you get it. You get it. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Lord Jesus. But he stepped out on faith. He stepped out on the faith, but he saw the wind.
Yeah.
If you look at your circumstances, your faith is going to be diminished.
It's true.
Get your eyes off.
Yeah.
If you could do something with it, it'd be something different. But you can't do nothing.
That's right.
Can you say amen?
Yeah.
What'd you say, Trina? Leave it alone.
Leave it alone.
Because God can
handle it
better than you can. So just leave it alone.
That's right. My job.
Because your neighbor, God don't want you worried.
You
understand? Amen. It's different from being sensible and having some understanding and applying wisdom. Can you say amen? But amen, praise God. But God don't want you concerned. He don't want you anxious. He don't want you worried about your tomorrow. Can you say amen? What you gonna eat? What you gonna drink? What you gonna wear? Can you say amen? How you gonna make it? Amen, praise God. Next 4 years, can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen, praise God. You ain't got to worry about none of that. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. But, amen, look at what God has done. Look what he did for the sparrows. Look what he did for the grass of the field. Can you say amen?
Amen,
amen, and praise God. And so God does not want us with carefulness. He wants us without carefulness. Don't want you worry. Amen. Amen. Worry is opposite of peace. God gave you peace. He didn't give you worry. Can you say thank you? Worry brings fear. Fear and torment. And God has not given us that spirit. That's coming from the enemy. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. But he gave us something else. Power. Amen. Praise God. He gave us love and he gave us a sound mind. His experience. Us to walk in these things. So we see, as I come to an end of the summation, we see, amen, praise God, that great fear, amen, praise God, I mean great, amen, faith. Can you say amen?
Amen.
We see, praise God, that little faith will be distracted. Can you say thank you, Jesus? And so then, praise God, in order not to have little faith, we've got to not allow ourselves to be distracted, because the enemy will wants to distract us.
Yes.
And amen, praise God. And the word can hold you up if you can hear. Are y'all hearing?
Amen.
You gotta mix it with faith. Can you say amen?
Amen.
It gonna help you. And it's not mixed with faith. Can we say amen? I have it mixed with faith. Can you say thank you, Jesus? So, amen, praise God. Well, what about all faith?
Come on.
Well, what about all faith? What about all faith? All faith don't consider. It sees, but it don't consider. Can you say thank you, Jesus? I see that big old giant. I see that big old mountain in my way. But you know what David said? Who is this uncircumcised Philistine? Can you say thank you, Jesus? Who is it? I see him, but I don't consider him as anything. That's great faith. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. That's the faith that will move mountains. A big old mountain like Goliath. Amen. Praise God. That kind of faith will move Goliaths. Can you say thank you, Jesus? And so, praise God, if we're to have the mustard seed, amen, praise God, this power, if we're going to have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you're going to have to be determined. Can you say that? I believe God's going to break away. And in spite of what I'm seeing in my life, I still believe God's going to break away. I believe God is my help. And in spite of what I'm looking at, I just can't let go of that. I believe God will help me. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Mustard seed faith is determined faith. If it dropped down today, and right back in the morning.
Yes, sir.
Can you say thank you, Jesus? It's a little bit, but it'll find its way through a crack. Can you say thank you, Jesus? It'll find its way. Can you say amen? I'm going to believe him anyhow. I'm not going to doubt him. I'm going to trust in him.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Great faith.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Mustard seed faith is faith that is determined. Can you say amen?
Amen?
Amen. Praise God. It will not be turned aside by circumstances. It is a faith that is not distracted. Can you say amen?
Amen?
What I believe God will do, I believe he will do it. And amen, if he said it, amen, praise God, that's good enough for me. Great faith, amen, praise God. Mustard seed faith is the faith that looks to what God has said. And amen, and believes what God has said, regardless of what the circumstances say, regardless of what people say, regardless of what my condition says, I'm looking to see what does God say. You say
amen.
Maybe you got to grow your faith. Grow your faith. You say thank you, Jesus. The good news is that if you will have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you will have an ever increasing faith. God bless you.